Time now for Let's Talk About It. Joining me in studio, Isaac Meyer and Ward Merrill. Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning, Dwayne.
Yes, good morning. Just awesome. Fine here.
Awesome. So the housing issue in International Falls, let's address that first.
Well, it's a paramount issue, Dwayne, and I think it's an issue that's been neglected for too many years in the community here. And going back, that housing, by the way, has always been an issue and a priority for Kootaska Community Action. Mm-hmm. And it's great that our organization, Citizens for Bacchus AB, and Kootaska Community Action are linked up to at least address some of these issues and do what we can to help remedy the situation.
Yeah, and let's let our listeners know, when we talk about housing, we're not talking, everybody knows there's an abundance of houses for sale in International Falls. That doesn't help the working class type of people that International Falls needs right now because it's low income.
I think a good way to think about it, Dwayne, is that we do have quite a good stock of lake homes for sale and some upper end properties, but we're really missing out on those affordable homes and
right.
even that $160,000 to $80,000 range that most of us are looking to live in. And we've also got a really challenging problem with our rental shortages in this community. If you're a renter, if you're listening out there, I imagine you probably know what it can be like to try to find a place to live in this town. And as that happens, it kind of tightens the market for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm well aware of the situation. I noticed that my neighbor has put his house up for sale, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, I feel like buying that and then just renting our house out next door, because then I'm right there.
That'd be a good choice, Dwayne. unfortunately, though, it'd be a good choice for you, but it kind of gets tough for the community as a whole. In Cross Coochin County, we haven't really had any new, and I'll say this, multifamily developments. That'd be, you know,
right.
units where more than one family is there in almost 30 or 40 years. And in International Falls in particular, it's almost all of our new rental stock has really just been single-family homes purchased by folks thinking as you were and renting them out, which can make it a little tough and can really change some of the characteristics of a neighborhood. And we've got a lot of good landlords, but sometimes they're not well cared for. They can really become a problem.
Well, I maybe don't know exactly the facts on this, but as we look at multi-unit family places that we have right now, in a situation where you don't qualify for perhaps like rental assistance and things like that, some of them you can't get into.
Absolutely. It's an interesting situation out there. Really, we've had some challenges up in our community, our neck of the woods, all of rural Minnesota, as the for-profit housing development market hasn't really had the, I guess, the necessary conditions for them to be able to create housing, which is kind of a challenging problem. And for the affordable market, too, we haven't had much built, though it tends to be that affordable housing stays well cared for. And as our other rental properties are maybe being torn down, or you're seeing some things like the local motels being torn down, which do provide a lot of, not great, but housing themselves, mm-hmm. you kind of end up with maybe a greater percentage of those units feeling like they're in the community. But for us and for our community here, it's a lot of those single-family homes are now our large rental stock. So it's a little bit of a paradox in some ways.
Well, and let's face the facts. You have a three-bedroom home that is well-kept, and it's going to be priced out of the market for a renter, at least a normal income person trying to rent that dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
The Isaac, you might want to address, too, the low vacancy rate we have is also an issue in the community. The kind of lack of quality rental housing, it also makes it difficult for people moving into the community that may have a job offer here to find a suitable place to live. And we started a housing collaborative too, Dwayne, back in 2017 with the assistance of the Minnesota Housing Partnership. And a lot of these issues have come to the forefront by the almost two dozen stakeholders that we have involved in those monthly meetings. Quality of the rental stock in the community is an issue, low vacancy rate, I believe.
Yeah, we recently had a housing study done with Community Partners Research countywide with individual results and recommendations for each community. And in International Falls, I believe our vacancy rate was between 1% to 2%, which The kind of standard that any typical bank would say for a healthy community is about 5%. So as it dips low there, it starts to create a lot of issues.
Now, there are initiatives, though, that are occurring in the county. You want to address that? What's going on in North Home?
Absolutely. In fact, that's a Project Kutaska Community Action has been working on with the community of North Home for a couple of years now. We're working on a home rehabilitation program with the city, and it's also happening in concert with some wonderful work happening on their water and sewer system down there. That's an opportunity for homeowners in that community to get low-cost loans that will be deferred and forgiven after a period of time, and those loans are able to help them repair the outsides of their homes or make health and safety repairs as well. So that program should be getting started here. In the next couple months, we'll begin taking applications.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the AB initiative.
Sure, Duane. That's been a longstanding goal of Citizens for Bacchus ever since they purchased both buildings from the school district in 2002 for $800. The value of the buildings is almost immeasurable for this community, Duane, as far as historic landmarks. Our insurance company just evaluated the buildings for replacement costs, and both buildings came at a figure of $18 million. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the value. That's what it would cost to rebuild those quality of buildings today. Kutaska and Bacchus are currently working on an initiative to adaptively restore the Alexander Baker Building, mm-hmm. which was completed in 1914. It's 105 years old. It's still in terrific shape. And the housing study, in fact, recommended that we pursue that project. We have a dire need for quality affordable housing, and that's what we're pursuing currently. We have a conditions assessment by an architecture firm underway that will be completed shortly. That gives us the condition that the building is in right now and what we need to do to stabilize it and move forward with restoration and a housing project. We've also signed an agreement with Three Rivers Community Action of Rochester, which serves as a nonprofit developer. And they're currently spending actually 2 days with us here in the Falls to work on preliminary plans that will lay the foundation for the application for housing credits for funding. We're looking at this is a feasibility study to determine the funding streams and so forth. And we think this is the best opportunity we've ever had, and we've been looking at opportunities for the building for almost the past 17 years. This is the best opportunity we have to bring that building back to life and provide quality housing for people in this community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not really very familiar with AB. However, for the most part, I did 3 years of junior high in Bacchus, so I'm pretty well aware of how Bacchus is all set up.
Right, and that's fully occupied, Duane. You need to come over for a tour. We'll take you through
I'm going to be there
building.
Friday night.
Okay. For the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Yep.
Right.
Well, and don't miss the harvest dinner this weekend.
That's right. That's Sunday. Duane, you want to take this in, too. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That I will have to miss. I have a prior engagement.
Oh, gosh. Well, tickets are only $13 out there for the listening audience. And roast turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, fresh rutabagas, carrots, pickled beets. It's a wonderful dinner.
And I love pickled beets.
And, you know, our friend Isaac here has also provided from his own garden. What, 30 plus pounds?
Of carrots.
Carrots, of fresh, delicious carrots.
Nice.
Yeah.
To turn back to housing for 1 second, mm-hmm. I want to talk about affordable and what that kind of means. It's a strange word. The real fact is we want affordable housing and we need it for everyone, no matter what your income level is, because that's a key part of being able to make a community thrive. And when we talk about affordable for a project like the Alexander Baker Building, we're really talking about something that would meet about, well, in Couchetune County, about a little over 51% of our community would be qualified as low income, which in our situation, that would be residents and folks who'd likely be able to make a go and find a place to live at Bacchus or at the Alexander Baker Building if we're successful in developing this. So it's really a project that would be a benefit to most folks in the community.
Well, and I'm not going to make this statement because it's a negative thing, but I mean, you cannot go more than two blocks without finding somebody that is in need of some help. How do you get that workforce here if you don't have a place for them to live? Because most of these jobs are going to be minimum wage or slightly above that, which is going to keep them under that poverty line.
You don't, Dwayne, and that's why it's so important to move forward on projects like this. And what's kind of important about some efforts like this is that our rental stock, that vacancy rate, is kind of a key predictor of the health of the rest of our market. As our vacancy rate lowers, it makes it harder for seniors who are aging to maybe move into a more manageable apartment or to find that next place to live, or for a family that's just coming into the community to find a place to stay until they can pick that home. We've had a lot of conversations at our housing collaborative with the newspaper, with Rainy Lake Medical Center, with, you know, many employers, and they're finding that challenge with their workforce, who are maybe that higher income, as well as being challenged by this lack of rental for some of the lower income families.
Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac Ward, as much as I would like to continue on this discussion, I have a limited amount of time. Any final thoughts this morning?
Well, just that we want to make the community aware of the need here, and it's a real need, it's a growing need, and we hope that the Alexander Baker Project will maybe serve as a catalyst to spur some further development here. Also, as we move along here, Itasca and Community Action are also building capacity, I think, to develop further housing projects in our area and to help spur this. And we're excited. We've got a good group of stakeholders in our collaborative. We have young realtors involved in this. We've got a variety of people that are interested in helping to solve this problem in our community.
Well, I definitely agree. The AB reuse project is definitely a necessity, if for nothing else, just for the reason of historic preservation.
Right.
Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Thank you. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.